Roy, where does the soul fit into this equation?
Here's how I understand the soul. The soul is the organizational, it's the principle of life of any organism. So it's the organizational matrix. In that sense, you know, there's a vegetative soul. I mean, anything which has life has a soul in that sense of being an organizational matrix, the principle of unity of the organism, or there's an animal soul, etc. Now, when it comes to human beings, as I see it, the soul is, you know, in some of the Greek terminology, it's called the form of the body. As I see it, the soul is that which unifies us, which makes the body a body. But the human soul, it seems to me, is an underlying engine for what I see the cause of life. I mean, for the case for life after death, the human soul by its activities manifests an independence from the physical. And I'm talking especially of the use of language, of understanding. These are capacities, these are capabilities, these are activities that have no physical correlate. So although I see the soul and the body are unified, the soul creates the body in the sense that it unifies the body, it makes the body into a body. When that organizational matrix leaves or separates from the body, so to speak, then it is incomplete because it's not a person in his or her wholeness. Nevertheless, it survives that separation because its activities, it has activities that are transcend matter. And this is where I talked earlier about conceptual thought and those kinds of things which have no physical basis. I mean, they do drive matter. They are transmitted through the neurons, but they cannot be reduced to the neurons. And so I do believe that the soul survives in a separated state. And now, after that, what is the ultimate destiny of the soul? That, I think, falls under the purview of your religious faith. And in the case of certainly of Christians and Jews and Zoroastrians, the understanding is the understanding is that there is a resurrection of the body, that the soul, which is incomplete, receives a body that, you know, that has new capacities. So as I see it, this upon death, the soul does survive in a separated state, and from the standpoint of religious faith, that separated state ends when there is a resurrection of the body.
Where does reincarnation, Raymond Moody, fit into this?
Well, to boil it down to a few words, I don't know. But I've had I discussed this with Roy too in our conversation earlier today. I am dubious as he is about some of the people who have investigated this phenomenon of reincarnation, including my dear friend, a person I dearly loved, Ian Stevenson, who despite all of his brilliance in one way was truly, George, one of the most naive people I ever knew. And if you read through his books where he goes to India for 2 or 3 days at a time and he interviews these families that allegedly a child was born, and it just so happens that he was reincarnated from a little village three miles down the road. And, you know, tome after tome of all this stuff, I'm sorry, that's just naive. But there's another aspect to this that I've seen in my own children, which is, you may surprise you to know that my wife and I just don't talk about life after death. You know, we talk about how we're going to pay the phone bill and what's on at the movies this weekend and what we're going to do about the children, you know, and their education and that sort of thing. But both of my kids, who are now 11 and 9, have just out of nowhere started talking about their ideas that they came here from elsewhere and so on. And that's startling. That really gives you something to think about. But I just don't know. I don't know. I don't really put a whole lot of stock in these past life regressions. In terms of whether they are evidence of an afterlife, one of the easiest things for me to say is I don't know. So I just don't know. But an interesting question arises in connection with a subject I do know a little more about, having talked with thousands and thousands of people who had these near-death experiences, is that what tends to happen with people with near-death experiences is that they say that obviously they didn't get far enough into this other realm to know whether that there is reincarnation a lot or not, but that what they saw did at least wake them up to the possibility. So I don't know, but again, I'm very interested in finding out.